Lightyear. Buzz, 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 Lightyear. Buzz, 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 buzz,
Lightyear.
Buzz, 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 buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz,
buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, buzz, wrote lyrics on this page, which was your face and your picture. You know, they write little tiny words, and it's all kind of different shades and stuff. And how many songs did she have to write to use to fill in your chin?
Gosh, I have no idea, but I bet you there was at least 20.
Seriously, you are a good-looking guy. I've got such a bromance going on here right now.
Glad we're on the radio.
Nothing like a little distance. How's Oakley doing? You know what? I never thought a cowboy would have a stinking labradoodle. Really?
Oh, you know what? They're just an incredible dog. I would recommend a labradoodle to anybody, any family. Just a great, very smart dogs. That's for sure. He knows how to play the cards, but he's just awesome. Yeah.
But you do have a real dog. You got one, a chocolate lab named Rain, right?
Rain is our chocolate lab, and she's been with us 12 years now, and she's a member of the family through and through.
Have done a lot of stuff with the soldiers and gone overseas and hung out with the guns and stuff. Coolest overseas hanging out with the war guys story you got? What do you got?
Oh my gosh. One of the scariest was the first time I was rocketed when I was there. I've been overseas 6 times, so I'm the first time I was rocketed was about time number 3, I think, and that was a little bit scary. You know, once I got my head out of the sand, I calmed down, thanked the Lord for the protection, and went on with the show. But
did you really dive? Like, did you really take cover?
Oh, gosh. Oh, yeah.
See, that's the one thing I've never understood. It's like that old commercial. There was a turtle by the name of Bert, and it was this public service announcement where this cartoon turtle would come along, and whenever the nuclear bomb hit, he would duck and cover. And that's what they were teaching all the kids to do, to crawl underneath their desks and put their heads between their knees. And that would save them from a nuclear blast. And, dude, you diving into the sand is not going to save you from a rocket. You know what I mean?
Not so much that. It's more the what comes after it, shrapnel and pieces of flying debris. And
This
is what they said. Hit the ground. Of course, I didn't have my fly jacket on or my helmet at the time. I had my cowboy hat on and a shirt. But that was close by, so you kind of grab that, and, you know, if stuff comes flying down, afterward, you're kind of supposedly covered. I think it's just more human instinctive reaction is to duck, right?
Yeah.
But, yeah, we were fine, though. We were fine. And that, you know, another, the other cool thing for me was the last trip over was when we were pulling out of Kandahar. And I got to run into to one of the pastors that are in the military of Fons again. And he was there on Roto for the final mission in Kandahar. And I got to leave a book with him that that has been very, has been a tool that God's used with me in my life over the last few years by Joel Osteen called Every Day is a Friday. And I for some reason brought an extra copy and I got to leave it with him. So it was kind of a pretty neat moment.
That's cool, man. George Kenyon on the phone with us. George, who's the best and worst player at the Juno Cup?
Best player? I don't know. Cuddy's pretty darn good.
Really?
He's got it going on, yeah.
There's got to be someone who's just hopeless, though.
I'm no comment.
Come on. Has the Biebs been out there?
I've never seen the Biebs, but I haven't played. I didn't play last year, so maybe he was out last year. But
speaking of Biebs, overalls and a hat backwards while meeting Prime Minister Stephen Harper. You cool with that? I'm not.
You know what? I gave up being judgmental, and so I kind of look at everybody and take it with a grain of salt.
Did you just call me judgmental?
Nope.
I think you did.
I said I gave up being judgmental. You can do whatever you want. But, you know, that's the thing, you know, and I teach that to our kids. You know, my son's 14 and our daughter's 12. And I said, you know, how you come across is how people will respect you. So you always have to keep that in mind. You know, it's like learning big words. I told my daughter the other day, you learn all these big words and you can talk so amazingly. But when you're talking to people, if you're throwing all these big words out and they don't know what you're talking about, they're not going to listen to you. And I think the same thing happens visually. If you approach a situation where it might call to be a little dressed up and you don't do that, that's going to speak about your character, even if your character is not truly what's being displayed.
One time I was invited onto Huntley Street and I brought a suit. But I chose at the last minute not a suit, but a jacket, you know.
Yeah.
And I chose not to put it on because I just felt phony. I just felt fake. Maybe the Biebs was thinking the same thing.
Hey, you definitely have to wear your heart on your sleeve. I think everybody has to. There should be no facade.
I want to talk about after the storm. Are you scoring? Is that your first scored movie?
My first score. Yeah, I've written music for The Christmas Miracle, which comes out this year. I've written music for The Dawn Rider, which just came out, I think. As far as scoring the entire movie, this will be my first one. And I'm so heartbroken because I actually was offered a substantial role that I was unable to take because I'm actually out here on the road.
Hmm.
So, but I'm able to score from out here in the back lounge of the bus. I've got the whole studio set up back
nice.
There. So.
Nice. I totally forgot. I should have had a lovely natural segue talking about Bieber and Harper into asking you about your first lady story. Because, dude, that's a funny story. I just remembered that now. Can you please share with our listeners?
Oh, yeah. I was, as everybody knows, God has blessed me to be in the music business for almost 25 years. But during all that time, there have been times where he had to kind of get me into other work lines of work to be able to put diapers on the babies and food on the table. So while I was full time in the music business, I actually was a peace officer in Alberta, and I was working for the town of Turner Valley at the time, and doing highway traffic patrol. And I pulled over this lady, and she was speeding, and gave her a ticket, and wished her well, and on her way. Well, a few years later, when I was at one of the award shows, not far after National Star, the Prime Minister and of course Mrs. Harper was with him, and I met them, and I shook his hand, and she kind of pushed him to the side and said, "Young man, you gave me a ticket in Turner Valley." I was like, "Oh my gosh, there goes my tax rate through the roof." But no, everything was fine, and we had a good laugh over it. And then I said, "You slow down when you drive." And
that's just a great story. You know, Larry King told me a cool story about driving and almost police being involved. He was driving when he was doing radio in Florida when he was younger. He was driving him and his buddy in a car. It was a Sunday afternoon. There were nobody in the streets. It was in Miami. I don't know what the deal was. But all of a sudden, bang, they hit the car in front of them. Guy gets out of the car, comes over to him and his buddy, and like, guys, seriously, there's nobody else in the road. How did you hit me? Oh, sorry, sir. And they're all nervous and apologetic. And finally, the guy says, look, I'm not going to do anything if you promise one thing. I won't call the cops. We won't do any insurance. I'm not going to do anything if we just do one thing. Well, whatever you want, sir. I want you to vote for me in this coming election. They rear-ended JFK.
Oh, my gosh. Can you imagine?
He's a great storyteller. And you, you, my friend, George Kanyon, are also a great storyteller. I saw you at Rose Theater last year, and you've got another concert coming up next week at Rose Theater, December 3rd.
Yeah, we're excited.
And, you know, I like you as a musician. I like you as a guy. You and I, you don't remember this, but first time you and I met was at Teen Ranch. We had a horse that was tied up to a rail and got stuck, and you helped, you know, this whole situation out there. But I had no idea you were just a cheeky boy on stage. You and the guys seem like you have way too much fun.
If you're coming to this show, you're going to see that times about 100. Oh my gosh, we've been out for 2.5 weeks on this tour. We have 2.5 weeks to go, and we are having more fun doing this. I guess it's like going to the Grand Ole Opry. It's all classic country. You know, it's from both volumes, 1 and 2, the two we just released. We have so much fun. Last night, I think we were in tears probably 3 or 4 times on stage laughing. Because it's just, we're all 12 years old, you know? So stick 6 12-year-olds on stage with instruments in our hands and let us play old Johnny Cash tunes.
Oh,
I mean, come on. You can't dream this stuff up.
And would you mind if I met you before the show and loaned you my remote control fart machine so that we could set someone up in your band? I think that would be just the childish humor you're looking for.
We have done that so many times, I would be delighted. You know, we did one tour, and I feel really bad. We would pick a seat in the audience, in the front row, and we put the remote control fart machine under the seat. And this one old girl, one night, God love her, she got so angry. I felt so bad. But, you know, we would wait till it was quiet and then let that thing go.
Beautiful.
And I mean, and they ripped, right?
Yeah.
And everybody in the theater heard it. And, I was just like, it wasn't me doing it.
No.
It was one of my guys.
Of course,
so.
Yeah.
I did
that once at a Bill Hybels conference in Australia. And it was one of those moments where he was starting to cry and get all, you know. And I'd already punked the pastor from the church. I put it under his seat a few rows behind us. And it was just a hilarious moment. But then it was under my seat. And I had the remote in my hand, and my buddy beside me goes, hey, let me see that. So I handed him the remote. Hybels is up there crying and telling everybody how he loves Jesus or whatever. And I thought, oh, nuts. If he hits that button, I'm not sure whether I'd shut this thing off. I better shut it off. So I bent over to shut off the machine. He hits the button. It's the longest, loudest fart noise on that machine.
Oh, no.
3,000 guys turned their heads and looked at me like, you are such a jerk.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's terrible.
I know.
Funny, though.
You can't teach that stuff. That's a spiritual gift right there.
That is, and that's why I have a children's album that we're going to release. That's why I wrote the song called The Fart Song. Because everybody in the world, I don't care who you are, will laugh at a fart.
Yeah.
Yep. There you go.
Are Jen and the kids sick of you yet?
Sick of me?
Yeah.
I hope not. I hope they never grow sick of me because I... Pretty much, I tell you what, there's not a moment goes by where they're not first and foremost in my heart, and I just cannot wait to be home. But I know my poor wife doesn't know what way she's going anymore. She told me today, she said, if you can't get a hold of me, just assume that I'm doing something, because every second of the day I'm doing something. She's taking care of the ranch, she's taking care of the kids. Just,
wow.
You know, and that's why women are way stronger than men.
Yeah.
Because we could not do that.
No, we'd break down.
I'd be like a wee baby in the corner in the fetal position.
Fetal position, exactly. Yep, that's what I was saying. She's probably even cleaning out your favorite place at the old the ranch or the farm or whatever the heck the outhouse. Is she allowed in the outhouse?
Well, now, we've got one of the nicest outhouses in the world. I'm going to tell you that right now. I mean, you want to come and just hang out there.
Really?
But in the wintertime, that outhouse closes down because you're not like getting stuck to the toilet seat.
I hate when that happens.
You know, it's embarrassing.
Listen, of all the media personality, because you get interviewed a lot, right? You get interviewed a lot. Who would you say would be the best person at interviewing you, other than me? Who would be the best person at interviewing you? Just does a good job and is lighthearted and doesn't take themselves too seriously. All the sort of the country media personality that's out. Who do you think is sort of the rock star in that whole?
Wow, the rock star in that one?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've never been asked that.
I know.
Ever.
I know.
You know who was cool to talk with? Was Charles Adler.
Oh, yeah, Charles Adler. I was on a panel discussion with him at one time. Yeah. Charles Adler.
Yeah. He's funny.
Yeah.
But he's very cheeky.
Yeah. What about what about the country music crowd? Country music? Those media people. Okay, who's the worst? I know it's hard for you to come up with.
Oh, no. I mean, you know, guys like Larry Delaney.
Yep.
And then there's a whole, you know, I mean, everyone that I'm used to seeing in the radio stations, they're all just so nice and kind. I mean, it's hard to say one's better than the other.
Well, there's one guy that I've sort of got in my mind here, that I was, I don't know, I ran into him a little while ago and I thought, is this guy for real? He just seems like an arrogant jerk.
Oh.
And I know you're not a judgmental guy and stuff. But
I'll call a spade a spade, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, what the heck's Casey something or other. Casey and Finnegan. Casey, what's his last name? Clark. Casey Clark. Do you know that guy?
Oh, no, he's not at all. He's one of my dearest friends.
No, he's... Well, then why didn't you bring his name up when I asked who was the best...
because I was thinking you said radio.
Yeah, okay, television. Well, oh, no, I said broadcasting, media.
Oh, did you? Okay, I don't pay attention very
right,
much.
Right,
what are we talking about?
Do you like... Hi, Drew is my name. Nice to
Drew,
tell you.
Yeah. Hey, George. Yeah. No, Casey. I've known Casey for years. In fact, before Casey and his wife had children, he was talking to me about being a dad and all that stuff. And then, of course, they started to have a family. And now he's a dear friend. But I don't think about Casey in that capacity. He's just a close buddy of mine. So it's like.
But he seems a little, I don't know. You just see a little. First of all, he's really stinking short, right? He's just a pansy short guy.
And I didn't say you were judgmental before, did I?
No, you know, no. But okay. I don't know. I can't see him as a father either. Like, that just scares me.
Oh, dude, he is so addicted to his family.
Really?
Yeah. Either that or he's got me fooled. And I tell you, I don't fool easy.
Casey, I tried my best to get him to talk smack about you, and he wouldn't do it.
Unbelievable.
Casey wouldn't talk smack about me?
No. George, I'm talking to Casey, who's on the other line. Casey, I tried really hard to get him to talk smack about you, and George Canyon would not fold.
I heard that. I was expecting, some old stories and the time that you back in...
What? That's a setup right there. You guys realize I was born and raised in Nova Scotia, and I know how to get even.
Well, here, when Drew asked, George, who is one of the, you know, top country music broadcasters out there, you're like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah.
Radio. Nothing comes
no,
to mind.
No, I did not say radio, did I?
No, fair enough.
It was media.
No, you said
media.
Specifically country
media.
Music.
George Canyon's wrong. George
media.
Canyon's wrong.
Media.
So, whatever.
Whatever.
You know that I don't think of you in that capacity because you're such a dear friend.
I love you. You know that. I got to give you some.
All right, can the Love Fest just step off here a little bit, please? Good night. Ladies and gentlemen,
talk smack about Drew.
Country Music Television's biggest hero, biggest star. People ask for his autographs all the time. And he actually is a pretty stinking nice guy, Mr. Casey Clark, on the phone with us. How you doing, Casey?
Drew, awesome. Awesome. How are you, my friend?
Fantastic. Can I just say that when I came back from Australia, I thought, oh, man, the Canadian music industry, give me a break. And then I thought, oh, the Canadian country music industry, give me a break. And since then, I have actually I've got a little bromance, a little crush going on for Mr. Canyon and Mr. Brandt. I really like both you guys a lot and probably I think you're both way better human beings than Casey. Is.
Well, I'm not going to comment on that, as far as Paul goes.
How? Nice. Nice. Now, how often do you guys actually correspond, hang out, see each other, email, text? Are you tight? Are you close, you two?
Yeah, well, Casey doesn't text me very much anymore.
Really?
It's so funny how we don't talk anymore.
He doesn't write me, you know.
You don't bring me flowers.
Actually, funny enough, but the last time we saw each other was, I think, in September, just before the award show, as we were doing Big in a Small Town on CMT together.
Oh, yeah.
Casey, who do you think is more recognizable on the street? Would it be you or George Kanyon?
Oh, me by far.
Yeah.
You know what? It's funny with George. We go way back to when George was an auxiliary RCMP officer.
Did he give you a ticket too?
Well, that's when I first met him. And now to see his rise and his career just take off, and it's been, gosh, I don't know, George, 10 years or so. And it's funny, wherever George goes, there seems to be a crowd not too far behind him. So
they're just following the smell.
Yeah, maybe.
Seriously. Well, listen, folks, we wanted to just have a little bit of fun here with Mr. George Kanyon on the line.
You guys set me up like that.
And Mr. Casey Clark on the other line. Casey, is there anything you know, you're a media guy, anything you want to flog or promote right now? Anything you want to, are you selling bracelets or keychains?
Yeah, some beads.
Yeah, beads.
this is the first time I've teamed up with CTS, and coming up on December the 10th, we'll be doing Christmas in the Square at the CTS facilities in Burlington. So if you want to go to their website, it's ctstv.com, and get your tickets. We're going to be hosting a wonderful Christmas event, which will be broadcast at a later time, I believe, somewhere else in the month sometime. Michelle Wright's going to be there, so a good friend of George and mine. So it's going to be just a blast. So I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, they've got a whole bunch of folks there. Really good talent. Michelle Wright, Mark Masry, Jacob Moon, Allie Matthews, Mike Jansen.
Yes.
Oddly enough, someone's name is absent from that list.
Yeah, thanks for the invite, Clark. By the way,
this is true story. This is as one of my daughters would say, real life, Dad. I'm like, yes, this is real life. Is that we did look at you, but you were on tour at the time.
I know. I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
But listen, Casey, don't poop the bed.
What?
Okay? Well, too late.
Yeah.
It's like CTS lost a bet.
they're just trying to punish themselves, you know.
Yes.
It's all fun.
It's all community work. I get it.
Well, listen, George Kanyon has got this CD that has just been released again. Multiple award-winning Canadian country music artist, actor, and philanthropist. Wow, can I have some? George Kanyon has just released Classics 2, the highly anticipated follow-up to Kanyon's Gold Certified 2007 album, which was 5 years ago, apparently. This latest release will showcase, again, some killer songs the last 70 years. Boy, there's so many. Did you duet with Cudi on this as well?
Yeah, there's a duet with Jim Cudi on there, Poncho and Lefty.
And Rhinestone Cowboy, boy, Glenn Campbell's been getting a lot of attention lately. He's been doing quite well.
Yeah.
At least I think it's Glenn Campbell.
It's Glenn Campbell.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just not sure. So, folks, you want to go to the rosetheater.ca website and get your tickets for George's concert next week on the 3rd at Rose Theater in Brampton, or go to georgecanyon.com and buy all of his trinkets as well.
Hey, that's good.
That's kind of how it works. George, listen, I'm just so proud that you are one of ours. I really am. I know that's a typical media guy thing to say, something Casey Clark would say, but really am proud to have you as one of ours.
I thank you, because my wife and I had every opportunity to live in America, and we chose to stay at home, raise our kids in Canada. This is where we're both born. This is where we'll both lay our heads to rest.
Yes. Beautiful. Amen, brother, sister. Casey, appreciate you, buddy. We'll catch you later at the pub after the show, okay?
Absolutely. Thanks, Drew.
All right. Take care, George. Love you tender.
Case, give love to your family from us. Give your love to your family. I will do that.
See you guys. Bye-bye. George Kanyon on the Drew Marshall Show. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, that's right. It's Buzz Lightyear.
Tell the story about a man named George. Our tour now loves the Lord.
That's horrible, Tim. Have a listen to one of George's real songs from his latest release, Classic 2. Classics 2, little Rhinestone Cowboy action, covering Glenn Campbell and a whole bunch of other great tracks on this CD. George Kanyon on the Drew Marshall Show. Told you he's fun. You know, there's only a few people in the world you can joke around with like that, and George is one of them.
On the road, not the rising.
Maybe you've been thinking about advertising your organization on the radio, but don't really have the budget for a long-term marketing campaign? Well, what if we gave you a show? The Drew Marshall Show is currently offering an innovative advertising concept for the small business owner or charity. With web stats and listenership at an all-time high, Canada's most listened to spiritual talk show is offering you an opportunity to partner with us, one show at a time. Consider sponsoring one show and we'll introduce you to our listening audience for the day. Drew will mention your organization every hour during our four-hour show, including a live phone interview. We'll also post your logo and website link on our website for an entire month. If you're thinking about promoting a special event, product, or upcoming sale, or if you just want to test the radio advertising waters without a huge investment, then consider becoming a one-day advertising partner with The Drew Marshall Show. Go to drewmarshall.ca for details or call Joy 1250 on 905-845-2821, extension 367. That's 905-845-2821, extension 367.